may have noticed that I've been absent for the past 5 weeks, so it's good to be back. And I want to say thank you to everyone who sent those beautiful cards of well wishes for getting better. And for all of those who reached out and touched me with your prayers, they are so very important, and they worked, because in such a short time, I've been able to come back and be here where I want to be. And this leads me into a segue into today, that in both readings, we can certainly understand the necessity to pray always in all circumstances. In the reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, in chapter 6, on lawsuits before unbelievers, Paul is writing an answer to unsettling news he received while in Ephesus. The Corinthian community, which Paul founded, was displaying disunity with members who were engaging in legal conflicts in Roman courts with pagan judges. In the letter, he asks, "How can any one of you, with a case against another, dare to bring it to the unjust for judgment instead of to the holy ones?" He continues, "I say this to shame you. Can it be that there is not one among you wise enough to be able to settle a case between brothers? But rather, brother goes to court against brother before unbelievers. In doing so, they have failed to understand their injustice to their brothers." In chapter 5 of Matthew's gospel, it speaks to what Paul is telling the Corinthians. "If you bring your gift to the altar and there recall your brother has anything against you, go first and be reconciled to your brother. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him." Likewise, Paul is indirectly insinuating that the community of believers who are to have a share with Christ in the judgment of the world ought to be able to settle minor disputes within the community of believers. And a great way to do this is to pray about it, to ask the just judge for guidance and wisdom, to think Christian and ask the church for the immediate need of reconciliation. It was through prayer that Jesus knew of his mission to heal. In the passage today from Luke, we again hear of Jesus departing to go up a mountain to pray. As Moses had communicated with God on the mountain, also, Jesus went up the mountain to avoid distraction, to be alone with God the Father. After praying all night, when day came, Jesus had discerned 12 of his disciples that he would now call apostles, whom he would chose to send out. Bringing them down the mountain, he presented them to the vast crowd of disciples and also to the people who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, and also those tormented by unclean spirits. Through his prayers, it is said, everyone in the crowd who sought to touch him was healed because of the power that came forth from him. And his apostles were witnesses to this. Surely, in the world we live in today, there are more than just a few who are capable of resolving differences as soon as possible. To lose no time in being reconciled with other Christians and the church. Reconciliation should always begin with prayer. We have the opportunity today to touch Jesus for healing. We touch him when we pray daily prayers, the Christian prayers, the Mass, and the Rosary, just to name a few. We are the body of Christ on earth, his eyes, his ears, his hands, and his feet. And every time we reach out to our brother or sister in prayer, we are following Jesus' command to love our neighbor and to bring the power of Jesus' love to heal all through a loving, prayerful touch. So today, reach out and touch somebody.